and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday with me, Richard Jones. And as we wrap up this week, farmers and contractors across the MFR patch have been wrapping up the remains of the harvest. The past few days of dry and brighter weather have helped bring things closer to a finish. Figures out yesterday put the harvest as the biggest for 20 years in Scotland, and paying tribute to farmers in the north, Rural Secretary Richard Lockhead said that it appears as though this last gasp of summer has saved the day. But it's not all been good news, with high moistures this season leading to bigger drying costs, but not the total disaster that we feared a few weeks ago. Now, yesterday we caught up with our own adopted farmer, John Scott. Having wrapped up his own harvesting, he was concentrating on house building.
That's probably what you call diversification, Richard. We've got a couple of house sites and we're just started building a couple of three-bedroom bungalows just for selling on, possibly keep one to rent out as well, trying to get the founds in and getting started there.
So that means harvest's all over?
Harvest is over. There's still a few bales to put inside and a few bales to put on lorries, but the combining part of things is done. The shed full of grain still, we could do with getting a bit more wheat away soon, making a bit more room for other winter feed to come in, such as sugar beet pulp.
And how's the barley gone for malting?
Most of our barley went away for malting, no problem. And the wheat quality's been mixed, a bit of sprouting, unfortunately, before it was cut, but it seems to be getting away so far, so touch wood, it'll all go.
And the cattle and sheep, how are they looking at the moment?
Well, we've had the taps out for 17 days for some early lambs, and they've tapped really well in this sort of better spell of weather this last couple of weeks. So they've come in again now, which means we'll have a little break before we have the taps go out again. So at lambing time we'll have a 2 week break, hopefully just to recharge our batteries before the second lambing starts. Things have tapped quite well. A lot of ewes coloured. When you drive past a field and you see colour on the back end of a sheep, that's when the farmer's got his rams out and he uses colour to identify when sheep have been mated so that we can work out when they're going to lamb. And on the cattle front, gearing up for weaning probably in 10 days time, we'll wean all the cows and calves. So if you hear cows bawling in the fern direction, what's happened is we've taken the calves away. What we do is we take the cows and calves inside, split them off from one another. The calves will be on a similar ration to what they're on outside so they don't get too upset, and then once the cows have settled down, the cows will go back outside and be fed treated straw through the winter, where the calves will be kept inside and looked after inside there.
And with that, that's it from me for another week, and a couple of farmers wondering if the dry spell at the moment is the calm before the winter storms. Well, I'm making no predictions this time. Apart from, I'll be back on Monday with more MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.